This song is Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's expansion or explanation of the famous teaching of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Trinadapi Sunichena Tarariva Sahishnuna Amadina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadaharihi. You're translating this? They all have to sit together. You're translating? Don't have to translate. Not all at the time. I'll speak slowly. You want to try? Anyway. All right.
I want to know. I won't be able to hear it.
Yeah, all right, I'm speaking slow. So, can you remember what I said? This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Bengali explanation and expansion of the famous Trinadapi Sunichena verse. Which in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is introduced by Srila Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami in the words Harshe Prabhu Kahe Shuno Sharup Ram Rai Ki Babe Nam Loile Premu Pajai, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in great ecstasy said, just listen, Sarup Damoda and Ramananda Rai, about the manner of chanting the holy names of Krishna by which Krishna Prem arises. There's a system, something. There's a certain way in which to chant which will give rise to Krishna Prem. And that is Trinadapi Sunichena Tararapi Sahishrana Amanina Amanadena Kirtaniya Sada Harihi. Considering oneself to be lower than grass, being more tolerant than a tree, offering respect to others, not desiring to be respected, one can constantly, or one should constantly chant the holy names of Hari, Krishna. So here Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur elaborates on this, that if you have an inclination, if you desire to engage in Sri Krishna Kirtan, then very carefully attain the qualification to do so. And what is that qualification? The same thing. Trinadik or Hina. Thinking oneself lower than grass. Being very humble. Being akincha. Not having any worldly possessions or attachments, thinking oneself very fallen and sinful, one should consider oneself like this, giving up ahankar, false ego. I am so great, I am so wonderful. That should be given up. One should Vrikshamma Kama Gun Karibo Shadam. One should practice being tolerant like a tree. Practice, it may be required. It's not such an easy thing. The example is given of the tree who, in the heat of summer, which you are beginning to experience here. In Russia, it's probably still snowing. There's probably snow covering most of Russia still, isn't it?
In Siberia,
yeah. I once came from India, from Delhi, in May, where it was 40 degrees plus, and I arrived in Moscow and it was snowing. Difference. Now let us consider, now why am I saying this? Because we have to consider the tree who in this heat, actually you do sometimes get heat like this in some parts of Russia also, but not, this will go on for another 2 to 3 months, and it'll get hotter too. So the tree has to stand in the heat. But despite suffering so much heat itself, it gives shade to others. And in the cold, the tree has to stand outside. And others will chop its branches so that they can become warm by burning it. The tree gives fruit, shade, and many trees give medicinal. Their leaves, their bark, their trunk may be medicinal. They give so many things, and in return, people come and chop them. So, the example is given, one has to practice being more tolerant than a tree. Requires practice, because in material life we tend to be very intolerant of anything that interferes with our sense gratification. But a tree has no sense gratification. What is the sense gratification for a tree? Actually, the form of a tree is attained by persons who have been so grossly involved in sense gratification that they're given that position. It's actually a very suffering position. So they have no sense gratification while they're in that form. Generally, and trees in holy places, especially in Vrindavan, the trees are great devotees who have taken that form to serve Krishna. So one should practice being more tolerant than a tree and giving up envy of others. Envy, bad feeling towards others, pratihimsa. One should rather, like the tree, act in a manner to help others, to maintain others. In the matter of earning one's livelihood, one should not give others anxiety. That means one should have an honest livelihood. Some means of income entail great envy of others, especially the profession of a butcher. A devotee should not be a butcher. There are others also. Selling wine, cigarettes, selling meat. This does harm to others. In modern life, the whole society is so corrupt that almost all professions involve some cheating and exploitation of others. The society is set up on the basis of competition rather than cooperation. There is, not that there's no cooperation, but there's so much competition, and if one can cheat others, he can become successful. People who are in big positions in society are much lauded, but it should be known that anyone with a big position, They can only be there if they've done harm to others. There's no big businessman or politician that hasn't cheated or lied or done so many bad things. But we might say that the present Prime Minister of India is a very honest man, but so it's said. But he's contaminated by association. He's in association with so many people who are clearly dishonest. We don't have anything in particular against the party he belongs to. All the parties are the same. The main, whatever their so-called electoral policies may be, the actual motive of almost all of the politicians is to get back their investment and get it back many times over. In other words, to by misusing, they deliberately take the position to misuse it to become rich quick. And there may be so much, definitely violence involved and murder and so many things. There's no such thing as a politician with clean hands. So, here it's recommended that one should live in a manner that does not give unnecessary anxiety to others. In Jainism, they take this to the extreme. Here in Gujarat, I think there's probably more Jains here than any other state, although you find them in other parts also, but more here. So you'll find some sects of Jains, they go around with cloth over their mouth so that they don't inadvertently breathe in some fly and kill it in that way. And they may even sweep the road in front of them as they walk forward so as not to tread on any insect and kill it. But then by sweeping it, they may also kill it. It's also possible. And they don't engage in farming because by plowing the land, they may disturb some different creatures. But then in business, they're mostly in business, which doesn't involve direct killing, but then business means cheating, and they're just as expert in, or more than others, because they're successful businessmen. You'll find that Jains control the diamond business, and so cheating must be the... So in this material world, it's very difficult to avoid all kinds of violence. Even if you have to cook, then by lighting the fire, generally people use wood, and inside the wood there'll be so many tiny little bugs, and you'll kill them. How to avoid? It's just an example. But one should not, here Bhaktivinoda Thakur is making the point that one should not adopt a livelihood that is specifically based on exploitation or cheating or any such thing. One should try to have sadvritti, the clean mode of occupation. That's a very big topic. Para upakari nicha shuka pasharibe. This is for the sake of benefiting others, one should forget one's own happiness. This is the principle of a preacher of Krishna consciousness. If one is to preach Krishna consciousness, one has to accept so many difficulties. Our devotees who are distributing Srila Prabhupada's books in the Western countries, they have to go through so many difficulties to do so, especially in the winter. Actually, all the year round, but in the winter more so. Srila Prabhupada underwent so many difficulties to bring Krishna consciousness to the West. He could have lived very peacefully and comfortably, not very opulently, but peacefully and undisturbed life in Vrindavan, like so many other elderly people retire and go to live in Vrindavan. He could have gone on with that, but he accepted so many difficulties, forgetting his own bodily comfort so as to preach Krishna consciousness all over the world for the benefit of others. So practically, if one is dedicated to the benefit of others, then he has to forget his own bodily comfort and happiness, which is very good. Because as long as one is thinking of one's own bodily comfort and happiness, then he can't be Krishna conscious. Even if one is a great personality decorated with all good qualities, he should give up the desire for prestige and honor and amani hridoy, not be desirous of being praised by others. Understanding every living being, or understanding that Krishna is present in the heart of all living beings, always considering like this, one should offer respect to all. We've often heard, Prabhupada often said that we should offer respect even to the ant. The ant seems to be a very insignificant creature. But recently one of my godbrothers was telling me that one Islamic website which is preaching why one should believe in God, they have presented an amazing study of ants, how organized they are, how cooperative they are. They're real communists. They do everything, every ant works for the benefit of others, and very highly organized. After reading that, you can respect ants. In many ways, they're better than human beings. Human beings, they don't cooperate. They act in a way which is detrimental to others. So actually we have a lot to learn even from the ants. So four principles. Humility, mercy, offering respects to others, not being desirous of respect for oneself, being decorated with these four qualities, one can perform kirtan, actual kirtan. One can actually glorify Krishna when one has these qualities. Bhaktivinod, weeping at the lotus feet of Krishna, says, when will you give me such qualification? It's not easy. It's easy to say. Often we recite, it's easy to say, but not easy to practice in our lives. Hey, what are you doing? Stop prodding me. Amani Dai, who the hell do you think you are? Manadaina Kirtani. Easy to say. But as suggested here, we have to practice that. This is the thread running through our sadhana. This Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has suggested that we should wear a necklace of the holy names, like this. Kunti mala like this. You see this Kunti mala? Can you see the thread? Can you see the thread it's strung on? No, you can't see it. But there's a thread, right? Without a thread, it wouldn't stay. So the thread that should run through our chanting of the holy names of Krishna is Trinadapi Sunichena Tarorapi Sahishnuna Amalina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahani. This is Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's elaboration or explanation in Bengali verse or Gauriya Bhasha on this most important instruction of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is present here with Nityananda Prabhu and is present wherever devotees chant the holy names of Krishna following his instruction. So this is very high instruction. Sometimes we want to talk about Krishna's intimate pastimes in Vrindavan and we think, oh, this is a very high topic. But actually this Trinadapi Sunichena, this is a very high topic. How to become the lowest is the highest topic. This is very high because if you consider what is our actual position, we're a long way from that. If one actually thinks oneself lower than the straw in the street, then he's in the highest position. But we're not. We are puffed up. We're thinking ourselves very great. So for us, this instruction is very high. Very, very high topic. If we can come to this high topic of how to become the lowest, then we can consider, or then we will be eligible to go on further. Here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Heno adhika kobe, when will you give me such eligibility? So this topic of adhika, eligibility, is very important. Bhaktivinoda Thakur uses this term often. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written many wonderful poems like this one, which we just sung, which are very helpful for devotees who are desirous of actually practicing Krishna consciousness. That means sadhaks, or devotees in the sadhana dasha. And he also wrote many songs for those who are siddhas, or songs which are suitable to be recited by siddhas, or perfect devotees. Prior to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, most of the many thousands of Gauriya Kirtans were written suitable for recitation by siddhas or perfect devotees. Descriptions of Krishna's pastimes, often very descriptions of the very intimate pastimes. Narottam Das Thakur also wrote some songs which are very famous and helpful for devotees who are aspiring to come to the highest stage, especially Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written many, many songs to help us make advancement. So this consideration of adhika, eligibility, is an important consideration, vital consideration, that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur brings up again and again. In one song, He describes himself in his form as a gopi, hearing the flute sound of Krishna and leaving household duties and running to see Krishna and then seeing Krishna and entering the arena of the Rasa Lila. Then he stops. Then he stops the description. And he says, what is it? Keno mama durbala lekhane ara nahi shori. Why does my pen not move anymore? He doesn't want to write anymore. Adhikare heena jan mongal chintiya kirtan karinu shesh kal dekhya. He says that considering the welfare of persons without suitable eligibility, I finish my kirtan here. Considering the situation, the time. So it's actually for the benefit of persons without suitable eligibility not to describe such intimate pastimes. For such persons, which means all of us, presumably, among many others, we should instead consider Sri Krishna Kirtane Jodi Manosh Toha Param Jatane Tohi Lobha Adhika. If we have the inclination to engage in Krishna Kirtan, then very carefully we should act in such a way to attain the qualification. Very carefully means following all the rules and regulations of devotional service as given in Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Is there any question about this? Anyone? If not, then you can all go to Ardi, I guess. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You're saying that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Kaviraj Goswami says his initiating guru is Nityananda Prabhu. I don't think he said that. Did he say formal initiation? Well, in different places he says different things. He says, my gurus are Rupa Raghunath, Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath, Jiva Gopal Bhatta Das Raghunath. He also says that. So here guru is being taken in the mantra guru or Jato Shikha Guru Gan. In the very beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says he offers his respects to his mantra guru and all his Shiksha gurus. So Shiksha guru may be many. I don't see, he says, that Nityananda Prabhu gave him diksha, formal diksha. I don't see, I don't remember any such thing.
You did not say diksha,
yeah, right, that's the point I'm making.